Thank you so much, Dr. Shabna, for putting together this course and also inviting me to participate in this. I think it's very important in our times where the sciences get all separated, like the science of yoga is in one place and the science of Ayurveda in another place, and then women have their own reference, what they hear in the web, and we don't really know what to follow, and we have kind of disconnect from that female wisdom that so much power it has. So I think this is a great opportunity for anybody that want to rescue that. And you were mentioning in your introduction about the modes of life. What is that in Ayurveda?
Modes of life, I can say there are several. Because when a couple, when they are planning for a pregnancy, once a thought comes inside, then it's not the planning, but it's the desire. So that desire, it should be very strong.
From both parts?
From both the partners and from the family also. Mm. Because it's a new member you're welcoming to the family. So that desire should be there inside and it should be very strong. So during the time of pregnancy or after, never the thought like the child is unwanted or the child is accidental. It should never come. So the desire has to be very strong. That is one factor. Another one, once you have a reason, once you have that strong desire, then you have to do some preparations. So the preparations means like you have to clean your body, you have to clean your mind, you have to clean your soul. So these purificatory things should be done. Another one, I can say like as a part of preparation, Ayurveda say you have to undergo or you have to observe a celibacy period for about 1 month. Because if you are observing this, your reproductive functions will get boosted up. So you are, it's like a storing. So that is celibacy, observing celibacy for 1 month. Another one is like when you are going for intercourse, that the desire for sex, it should not be less, it should not be too much also. So celibacy is very important.
Yeah, in the yoga tradition, it says that the ejaculation should be every 30 days or the intercourse to allow the semen to mature enough and to have a good potency.
Yes.
That's what you're referring.
Yeah, and once the aim is getting a progeny, then other factors, the joy, happiness, that's not the main thing there. Then getting a child of good quality, that is most important. Mm. So that is also there.
And what about the cleansing process that you were mentioning? Is it anything different than the normal panchakarma that we know, or is it something special?
Normal panchakarma, we start with normal panchakarma, but once the aim is getting a child or getting a progeny, there are other procedures also. Because you'll be familiar with vasti, enemas. So there are special type of enemas mentioned in Ayurveda which are aphrodisiac. So the herbs which we use for doing enema will be having aphrodisiac property. So they'll be nourishing your reproductive system, they will be balancing your hormones, along with that they'll be doing the cleansing also. So treatments are there like this one, like we call it as aphrodisiac enemas. Then you'll be like, we go for cleaning the reproductive tracts. So there are treatments like yoni kshalanam, which is like vaginal douche. So we prepare decoction with herbs which have cleaning property, which have property of balancing the dosha. Then using these decoction, we'll be cleaning the tract like vagina. And there are treatments where we can even clean the uterus, but these are very, very deeper ones. For males also, we can use like cleansing therapies for cleaning their tract.
This is the quality of the blood, no?
That
is important in the conception.
That is very important, cleaning the blood. So we have medicines for doing that. Some herbs are there which helps in cleaning the blood. Like simply I can say like rhubarb has got very blood cleansing action. Mm-hmm. Then panchakarma itself was it's a blood cleansing procedure. So along with that, a little more we can do.
Yes, and I guess if we are in the West and don't have all the amazing things that we have here, a good diet, I guess, is important on that.
Good diet, which is very important for balancing the body. Like you're opening, you're giving a chance for the body to rest, relax, and do its cleansing process. So simple changes in diet will help a lot. Along with that, practicing yoga, meditation, it helps in cleaning like your mind and your soul.
And you were also mentioning about the desires. Is there any ceremonies and in Ayurveda that you do preconception on that? Because in our tradition or what I do is it really invite the soul to come, and there are specific ceremonies for each tradition in the planet. Is Ayurveda having that kind of...
Of course, there are a lot of mention in Ayurveda practicing various rituals. What I mean, them is called as Putra Eshti Yajna. Yajna is a ritual. So it's like you are taking the blessing from God, from sun, from moon, and from different God. You are taking their blessings. You are asking them, like, let give me a good, healthy child. So it's called as Putra Eshti. Putra means son or your child. Eshti means desire. So Putra Eshti Yajna, that's one of the rituals which is mentioned in Ayurveda. And this ritual, it should be done on very auspicious day, like the constellation of Pushya, that's what we call. So it should be done on this constellation. Both the couples should be there, and the priest, they'll be offering like things to fire, to sun, to moon. So that is very common.
Yeah, so like an offering and an entombment with bigger forces that will sustain the conception and the project of the child pregnancy.
Yes.
And also regarding that is you also mentioned about certain auspicious dates that we should consider for conception. Do you have information on that topic? What are auspicious days?
Auspicious days means like Ayurveda, for every procedure they say about auspicious days. Like certain procedures you cannot do on a cloudy day, on too much rainy, too much cloud, thunder, storm. Those days are considered inauspicious. So some procedures, some acts, they are contraindicated during these days. Then time also is important. For conceiving, we say like twilight, dawn, dusk, midday, these are not good. So these are all contraindicated, because it is like a transition stage. From morning to noon, it's a transition. So that is not good for
to be grounded or to...
Yes.
Yeah, to ground something. Same thing with the full moon and the dark moon.
Yes, that also. Yes. Because these times we can see changes happening in our environment.
Mm-hmm.
The creatures around us, we can see the changes, we can observe the changes. So those are not good.
And does that apply also in the transitions of the female, like transitions of age, like let's say from the 20s to the 30s, or sometimes there are transition cycles of transition in one's life.
Uh-huh.
Is that also considered as an auspicious?
We can also consider that. Like all the transitions, they are not good.
Okay.
They are not good. There will be some dosha imbalances at that stage. That is not good. Season also, when it is a transition from one season to another, that is a time when so much of dosha, like visheshan, will be there in your body and in the environment. Your body will be more prone to diseases. So it is at that time which is good for a panchakarma detoxification.
Right. Yes. So what when we're looking for conception, we want to have the more stability possible in all levels.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Shamna. I'm looking forward to have this journey with you, and I hope that anyone who listened to this course get the same passion and benefits that I had benefit in learning all this material.
Thank you so much.
Namaste.
It's our pleasure spreading the Ayurveda to the whole world.
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent.